Well, lots of companies out there want you to know that you can trust them. It's what their advertising is all about, and it's why they use big words sometimes. Satisfaction guaranteed, quality, top quality, best in class, all those kinds of words that are meant to help you see their product as one you can trust, and one you can trust with your hard-earned money. I was looking at the website for a show about mobile apps, and this website advertised their show as being the number one mobile app show of its kind in Canada. How many can there be? Come on. All those extra words they had to add in there, we need to be careful of those. We need to be skeptical when we see people having to put too many qualifiers on their claims. You know, those stores with all the as seen on TV things, they're the best example of this because they're full of things that make outrageous claims about how great their products are, what it'll do for you in just a few days, how much weight you'll lose, how it'll change your life. But we all know that they have to flash up the advertising so much with such bold colors and big fonts and big claims because all those things they're saying aren't self-evident. If the product was simply that good, it would be selling itself. And of course, we all know about politicians and the way we can't just trust the words they say, and so they have to add in, you know, read my lips, I will not raise taxes, and wild sayings like that that we know they're just gonna break. You know, I think a lot of the time, those extra words that people have to add in addition to the claim they're making, are just meant to distract us from the claim itself. They're trying to get us to trust those words rather than what they're actually saying. Well, we're going to explore this topic in more depth later this week, but I have a question for you first. Have you ever had to convince someone, and how did you do it? Well, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.